Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here in the show, and you know what that means? Well, it means it's not fun Friday. But there's always this coming Friday. We got a lot to talk about here today because it was a very busy weekend. We had a lot of shows. I watched a lot of shows. We had the SmackDown show, the Rampage and Collision shows, Fantastica Mania. I watched all of that. Watched the main event of the Marigold show, although I've not watched the Io Sky match yet, but I will. And on the topic of things to watch, in about 2 hours, I'll be joined by Filthy Tom Lawler, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, and we will recap SmackDown and also the newest WWE Speed Tournament. We're on the speed beat on the Filthy Tom Lawler show. So we'll talk about that on his show today and whatever else he happened to watch this weekend. So we've also got Raw tonight, which we can talk about on this show. We have got NXT and AEW Dynamite coming up over the next couple of days. SummerSlam, bunch of matches, pretty much. We've only got two official, but there's several matches that are expected to be taking place at SummerSlam. This was in the New Observer that went up on the front page on Friday. Talk about Stephanie McCure and her debut for WWE. She's already debuted and had a match this past weekend at the WWE house shows in Mexico, which did gigantic business, these house shows. We've also got some notes on AJ and Naomichi Marufuji. Willow Nightingale is a new champion. The Io Sky match for Marigold. Dalton Castle knocked out on the Collision show, and plenty more. Back in a moment to kick it off, Observer Live.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's Rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I got a lot to get into here today. Raw is coming up tonight. Do you want to know what's on the show, everybody?
Yeah.
Just thought I'd start a conversation here. All right, we got Damian Priest and Gunther having a face-to-face. They're facing off, obviously, at SummerSlam. The return of Drew McIntyre, one of my favorite stories in WWE. He regularly quits or gets suspended and or fired and then just comes back. I guess he's never actually been fired. Sami Zayn.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Sami Zayn is defending the Intercontinental title. He is defending the title against Ilya Dragunov tonight. That sounds awesome.
Sounds like Bron Breakker's going to kill two men.
And then we have got Bronson Reed against Sheamus, which sounds... Actually, if you look at this show, Sami Zayn and Ilya Dragunov should be great. Bronson Reed and Sheamus should be great. The return of Rhea Ripley is going to do a gigantic number. That's opening up the show. So, seems like it's going to be a hot edition of Raw coming up tonight. And in the new Observer, Dave had the lineup for SummerSlam at this point, some of which we know, some of which is official, but some of which is all but official. Cody Rhodes, Solo Sikoa, we knew that one, WWE title. Damian Priest versus Gunther for the world title. Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley for the women's title. It is expected that Rhea is good to go for SummerSlam. We've got Bayley and Nia Jax for the women's title. Logan Paul versus LA Knight for the U.S. title. Sami Zayn and Bron Breakker is expected for the Intercontinental title. So it is possible, as Dave notes here, and I'm sure this is almost certainly what happened, they want him to win the title at basically a stadium show. But of course, if that's the case, like, if I wanted Bron Breakker to win the title of the stadium show, that would have been the first Bron Breakker-Sami Zayn match. I don't beat the guy first, especially clean, but that's what they did. But that's likely on the show. CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre is very likely to take place. If Punk can get cleared, that match is for sure. If it can't get cleared, then obviously it's not for sure. And then probably something involving the women's title. So that's a SummerSlam lineup. And you can see where it's all going from watching TV.
Sounds like a SummerSlam lineup, too.
No big surprises.
No, and big matches, though, with a whole bunch behind them. So that's good. And whatever they do with the women's title, whatever they, you know, the tag team title, that's fine. Go ahead and put it on the pre-show. That would be perfect for that. But hopefully they don't add any more, because just with what you mentioned there, I mean, that's good enough for how it is. And then come next year, you can throw as much as you want on there because you're going to have 2 days.
And then we have got NXT tomorrow, everyone's favorite show, Oba Femi versus Duke Hudson for the NXT North American title. The Rascals against Gallus in a six-man, which, whatever you want to say about the booking of Joe Coffey, and I've said a lot, I mean, that should be like a real good match. Brooks Jensen and Javon Evans, I don't even want to think about this match right now. I don't even want to think about it.
Hey, you know why? Brooks Jensen needs a big victory going into the N1 tournament.
I know. Brooks Jensen isn't going to the tournament, geek. That's Josh Briggs.
Oh, Josh Briggs, I'm sorry.
Yes. You think that virgin's going to Japan? No chance.
Briggs and
the bigger issue, dude, is that Brooks Jensen, this is his first match back after the Brian Pillman angle. He's coming back to lose to Javon, his first match back?
No, it's
Or is he coming back to beat Javon for the 50th time just to irritate me?
You know what's going to irritate you even more? Is when
Sean... you say it's great the next day? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, will you stop? When Sean Spears interferes, because remember, he wandered off from Ethan Page last week and said, I've got a young soul that I need to steal or soothe or find or whatever
God
it is
help
he said.
Me.
So you know damn well, because look, he pushed off Josh Briggs. Remember, he said, okay, I took responsibility, I stood up for you, I'll be in his corner. And he said, no, I'm walking away from this. So, yeah, you know what we're getting? Javon Evans in a feud against Sean Spears.
We've already seen this. Like, they've wrestled and he's been beaten by Sean Spears multiple times.
They're booking this whole show to spite you.
I think they are. It's like, if we make him really mad, he'll talk about us a lot on every show.
You talk about him a lot on every show anyway.
I know. You know what? I'd talk about it more if I liked it. Tatum Paxley and Izzy Dame.
Speaking of things that you love.
God, I can't imagine that one. OC versus OTM, which should be pretty good. Six person.
Yeah.
And we'll also hear from Roxanne Perez. Then we have got Dynamite. Dynamite 250. Will Ospreay, MJF in the opener for the international title. They have not announced that it's commercial free, but I wouldn't be surprised. Swerve Strickland versus Okada, champion versus champion, though no title on the line. Mercedes Moné in a TBS title defense against Nyla Rose. Mariah May will speak.
Do that at 9 o'clock.
Well, they're not going to. They've already announced it. Well, I guess 9 o'clock, yeah. But I mean, really, you know, I don't want to make a comparison. I don't want to make a comparison, but like, if this were WWE,
it would have been first.
She opens the entire show. That's
Absolutely.
Your biggest angle. But, you know, it'll be
later.
And
to be honest with you, if they were going to do it, this would be the week to do it. I'm not, you know, trying to throw shade on what they've decided on. But honestly, with that being arguably the biggest thing in the company, I probably, and it's so pro wrestling, I probably would have started with it. But doesn't really matter either way.
And then we have got TV time with Chris Jericho.
Mm.
Yes. All right. We had a busy weekend. Stephanie Vaquer made her WWE in-ring debut.
Look, is it Vaquer or Vaquer?
Because I don't have any idea.
For so long, and Rocky said Vaquer, and now everybody's saying Vaquer again.
I don't know. I don't know. But you know what I did hear is whatever it is what it's going to be. So it looks like she's keeping her name.
Good.
And I was told that these new TKO deals are such that when you go to WWE, they are going to trademark everything. That being, you know, for example, Ethan Page went and they trademarked Ethan Page. But, and this is from somebody in the company, when you leave, they hand everything over to you now, which is basically, you know, I got a text here with someone trying to explain how to pronounce the name. I'll get to that in a second. But anyway, yeah, so apparently now when you leave WWE, and it's kind of the same thing I think with AEW, it's like she can leave and take her name. Ethan Page can leave and take his name. While you're there, they own the rights to everything for pro wrestling. But that is a very big change from back in the day where, you know, they owned you into perpetuity once they took all of that. She very much wanted to keep her name, and apparently they're allowing her to keep the name in WWE. They're going to trademark it while she's there. But then if she leaves at some point, she can take it with her. So there have been people, Lindsay Dorado, I think, is one of them,
yes.
Where Lindsay Dorado, he's gone. He's got all of his stuff, everything he had in WWE. They handed it over to him. So that is a very big change that benefits the talent. And, yeah, that's a story there. So, okay, let's see. This
you know who's another one? Graham Metalik.
Yep, Metalik is another one.
Máscara Dorada, the original.
Vaquer.
Vaquer.
Yeah.
Stephanie Vaquer, or maybe it's just Steph Vaquer now.
Vaquer.
Vaquer.
So I am going to try to remember that from this point
forward. Brian, say this name, L-L-U-V-I-A.
That's Juvia.
Juvia.
Yes. There are a lot of them I'm, Vaquer.
Stephanie Vaquer.
Yeah, I'll get this. The question is gonna be how they pronounce it.
Well, Vaquer.
Vaquer. Vaquer.
How's Pat McAfee going Vaquer. To announce it?
I don't know.
Actually, you know what? Booker T is going to have to announce it.
No, he's not. He's on NXT. I think we're okay.
But that's
for a
where
while.
Steph's going. Isn't
that actually that's true. Although apparently, you know, from the Mexico shows, like she could go to the main roster. But anyway, Stephanie Vaquer back in a moment with more Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
By the way, speaking of Lucha, did you see Jose the Assistant's tweet?
No.
Yeah, he says, "You're a star, Roosh. It is a crime that I got fired. Months passed by. I go back into wrestling. I am now a champion, and somehow you have not won a title. The people love you. Mexico loves you. Your talent and charisma is undeniable. You should be a champion." And he did, in fact, win the Alpha One Wrestling Outer Limits title, which I think Ethan Page created.
The Outer Limits title.
Yeah, the Outer Limits title. And now, as a wrestler, this is the best part. He is Jose the Assassin. Died when I saw that.
Perfect.
And yeah, I saw this tweet and I was thinking about it because I try to watch all of the AEW shows, okay? And last week, it was Money in the Bank, right?
Yes.
And so because it was Money in the Bank, the Sunday Brian and Vinny show, we reviewed Money in the Bank. Normally Sunday, we review Collision and Rampage. So because we weren't going to review those shows on Brian and Vinny's show, and since I don't review Rampage on any other show, I didn't watch Rampage last week. And apparently last week was the week that Roosh joined the Don Callis family. Okay? So as noted, I didn't watch that one Rampage show. I watch Dynamite every week. I watch Collision every week. I watch Rampage this week. And like, if I didn't know that that happened, I would have no earthly idea. None. Like, no recap of this on Dynamite. No recap of this on Collision. Not this week. Not last week. Don Callis was all over the shows. Like, I'd have no earthly idea that Roosh joined the Don Callis family if I didn't do this job, because I missed one Rampage and there has been zero follow-up whatsoever. So yes, if there is a completely underutilized guy in AEW, it's Roosh. This guy is great. Like, he's great. Would I want to take his dropkick into the corner personally? No, I would not. Okay.
No.
But I've actually heard from people who've worked with him and they're like, you know, that dropkick kind of sucked, but like the rest of it, it was like, it was nothing. It was easy. But man, that guy comes off as like a killer.
Yes.
A murderer.
Yes.
And yes, completely, completely underutilized. What's going on? How have we heard nothing about this since it happened? I can't answer.
Well, because video packages, Brian, and you've called for too many of them, and there are going to be people who are very upset about this. But if Roosh is a star, which he should be, because I'm a fan who watches at home and I don't have to work with him, I don't have to deal with him behind the scenes, I don't have to talk about his contracts or any of that stuff. He seems like he could be maybe a little obstreperous, but guess what? As a fan, I don't care about that. He goes out there and he kills people, and he's fun to watch. So, yeah, if he is...
You know what? That's correct, Mike. Let me interrupt you. Remember all those times we had to watch WWE and those back when Vince was around and these announcers would have to say, so-and-so is fun to watch. And yeah. It's like, God, can we just have a... But Roosh is fun to watch.
He is. And you know who else is, Brian? Mark Briscoe.
Yes, and he is.
I understand that...
Also underutilized.
To make him a pillar of Ring of Honor, that's cool. I'm glad that you did that. But I remember saying at the beginning, well, maybe you could sprinkle in some of the champions and utilize them on Rampage or whatever. And people, no, they're going to keep them separate. He said he's going to keep them separate. Nothing has been separate. With the exception of Athena and Billy Starks, everybody, every champion has come back, and Fletcher and the Kingdom and all that stuff. Mark Briscoe, and they've utilized him a little bit here, even though it's been a garbage, because you're leading into a War Games that's happening for what reason? You know, the same, it boggles my mind that this is all you can really do with Mark Briscoe, a guy who people, fans actually believe in, a guy who actually crosses over all of your fan bases for the most part, and people like to see him. And why they decide to do a lot of the things they do, I don't know. But
well, here's my thing with the Ring of Honor, because actually, if I can find it right here. Oh, where is it? I can't find it. But anyway, there was, I don't know if it was an interview or, I'll find it right here. Hold on. Kerry Silken.
Yeah.
Kerry Silken says, the former owner of Ring of Honor believes the promotion is not being treated well. He discussed the current Ring of Honor on a recent episode of his Met Memories from Madison Square Garden podcast with John Arezzi. He owned the promotion from 2002 to 2011. They were talking about the product, and he said, Ring of Honor of the 2000s era tried to show some respect to pro wrestling. Sure, we did some wacky stuff. We had the flippy-dippy-do was coming into fashion. But he says the flippy-dippy-do was going on with Edouard Carpentier as well, which is true.
It is true.
Ring of Honor, there was some good pro wrestling going on in that segment of it right now. Ring of Honor, it's like no one cares at all. I don't care how much money Tony Khan has. It's not being treated well. So here's the thing with Ring of Honor, okay? So, to me, if Tony's going to run AEW and Ring of Honor, and there's going to be, like, cross-promotion or whatever, I mean, to me, it's like you got two options. Either these are completely separate brands, and what happens in Ring of Honor is like it's for the Ring of Honor audience. If you're one of the 10,000 people or whatever, and that's actually how many people subscribe, so how many people actually watch every week, I have no idea. If you're one of the however many people watch Ring of Honor every week, it is its own self-contained universe, and it's got its champions, it's got its storylines, it's got whatever, okay? And it's not mentioned on AEW television. I don't want to say you want to ignore it. Like, Mark Briscoe, if you want him to come out with a Ring of Honor title or whatever, that's fine. But, you know, what happens on Ring of Honor stays on Ring of Honor for the most part. What happens on Dynamite and Collision, etc., stays. Or the other option is, if what happens on Ring of Honor matters to Dynamite and vice versa, then, I'm sorry, you need way more video packages, okay? Because right now, it's like, I mean, even on Collision, you know, they were building up this feud with the Infantry real big, or I forget what match it was, but you know, they were talking about how, you know, so and so has been on a 7-match win streak in Ring of Honor. You know, they're on fire, and it's like they're on fire. I see them almost never. And you telling me they're on fire means nothing to me. Like, I need to either see this, like, just telling me about it means nothing. So there's
a 30-second package of this guy destroying five people.
Well, I mean, the point is, like, them being on a streak on a show I don't watch means nothing to me. It means absolutely nothing. You can't take someone who's on a streak on a show that no one's watching and then bring them to Collision to main event and think that, like, people are going to care about it.
And they've done that a lot. Queen Aminata, that was the big thing. Remember, she would go away. All
vanished
the
forever.
Match. Yeah, and then a 4-match win streak, and then she's back in the mix again. It's like, oh, okay.
Like, I don't care about him running Ring of Honor. I don't care about him running Ring of Honor separately, okay? But, like, to me, it's either, okay, it's important, and so we're going to regularly see clips of this week on Ring of Honor. Yeah, you're going to have to devote 2 minutes to it or whatever to show us what happened this week on Ring of Honor, because apparently it matters on the main shows. Or what happens on Ring of Honor stays on Ring of Honor. And if you want somebody to be important on Dynamite, they got to start winning matches on Dynamite or Collision or Rampage or whatever.
There's going to be the worst idea in the world for them to maybe use some, while they still have a Rampage, use part of that to catch people up. Maybe you have a little segment on Ring of Honor. Maybe you do possibly get a couple of more people who are interested. Then you can make Rampage on weekends, although I guess a lot of the ROH pay-per-views are on Friday, but, you know, do something to try to incorporate it. It just exists right now, and I can understand, look, Kerry Sulkin sold it to Sinclair. Sinclair sold it to Tony Khan. Whatever Tony wants to do with it is his business, but I can understand Kerry Sulkin because putting all of his money into it, having it be his baby for so long, he can feel any sort of way about how, for good or bad, whatever Tony Khan does with Ring of Honor, Kerry Sulkin could go ahead and say whatever he wants about it. But when it gets right down to it, is it necessary? I mean, was it promotional malpractice for him to turn down a deal when CW was looking for it and Ring of Honor could add a spot there that is now going to go to NXT? And, you know, again, I just don't understand what the purpose of Ring of Honor is, where it seems like they have 17 matches that take place. And it's great for people. It's great to get exposure. It's great to get work and all that sort of stuff. But it doesn't even register. It just doesn't register at all. And I don't know how many people you said are 10,000 people are subscribed to it. I mean, you hear so little about it except when it comes time for the pay-per-view or when a Mark Briscoe is cutting a promo.
I mean, honestly, the Ring of Honor story to me just illustrates what I feel is Tony Khan's biggest issue as a booker. And that is that he remembers everything. And he has a photographic memory for all of these things that he does. And the fact is, the rest of us don't. You've got a very small percentage of fans like him. But for the rest of us, it's like, I don't remember all of this. And you're using your memory to book shows. Anyway, back in a moment with more Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible.
Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Now, further talk about what I was...
To expand on the point.
Thank you, Mike. Expand, good word. So during the break, there was a match with me and Buddy.
Pontificates.
Buddy Wayne, father of Nick Wayne. And Buddy Wayne was the best.
Son-in-law of Moondog Moretti.
He was so great. And like everybody in the Northwest, like he was the most respected guy. Everybody thought he was the best. And even, you know, we would do jobs for WWE and, you know, he had matches with Steamboat. He had matches with Shawn Michaels. And Shawn Michaels, they had a you know, squash match once. And Shawn Michaels pulled him aside in the back. This was the mid-90s. And he just said, if you were 6 feet tall, you'd be a millionaire. But he wasn't. He was 5'5". And back then, it was like, you got a ceiling, which is way up there. But the point is, he was the best. And, you know, we would do matches. And we would do matches with other people. And what he would always say was, we need to idiot-proof this match. This was the term he used, idiot-proof, okay? Because these people don't know what they're doing. And if you go in there and you try and do something complicated, and it's just going to fall apart. So you have to know your opponent. And for a lot of these guys, you got to idiot-proof it.
Know your limitations.
He was the best when it came to idiot-proofing these matches, okay? So the point of all of this is, when talking about Tony Khan, or any booker, okay? Every booker is going to book for themselves, okay? Now, obviously, a really good booker, let's say you don't like Lucha Libre, you don't get it, whatever, okay? But you're going to a border town, and you realize we can draw a lot of money if we get Mystico here on the show in the main event. So, you know, you book for business, okay? But in general, like your stories and everything, you're booking for yourself, what you like, what you get, what you understand, okay? So I often feel watching AEW that Tony Khan is booking for Tony Khan, which is fine. All bookers do. But to me, the thing with Tony Khan is there are not a lot of Tony Khans in this world. I've told this story before, but we were at a press conference once, one of these three-hour press conferences after the show. And I don't know if they were waiting for somebody else to come in and take questions or whatever, but somebody asked a question to Tony that clearly he didn't like, okay? And he just went off for what seemed like 45 minutes. He started explaining one of his storylines, and he went back years. He was like, in 2019, on such and such a show, on such and such a date, in such and such a city, this happened. Then, on such and such a date, in such and such a city, and all you need to know is, like, he just kept going, and he was 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 going, like, photographic, remembered everything dating back years in the storyline. And all you need to know is I was sitting next to Dave, and like, I turned and looked at Dave, and Dave looked at me like, what? What? Like, so he just goes on and on for like 45 minutes. And I remember watching it thinking, I don't remember any of this. None of this. And I feel like he books like that. And I know he does because like every now and then he'll book something and I'm like, what is happening here? And some random fan will say, don't you remember at All Out 2022, the semi-main event, the finish, and I'm like, no, I don't remember that at all, okay? So to me, when you are a Tony Khan, there's not a lot of you, okay? Same thing if Dave booked a show. There's not a lot of Daves. There's like one of each of these two people, okay? When you are booking a show, you've got to book with a spotlight, okay? Not with a laser pen to the small amount of fans who are exactly like you. Yeah, there are other people who are like Tony, and they remember everything, and they remember who beat who when, and records, and all of this stuff. You can't book for just those people. You need to book with a spotlight, and that means when you book, you need to idiot-proof it. Like, I see people get mad, and you know, it's always like really hardcore AEW fans. They're like, I can't watch WWE because they have so many recaps, and they just repeat angles, and they show you the, and it's like, yeah, because most people aren't like you. Most people in a 3-hour show can use a solid 20 minutes of recaps of what happened on different shows. Like, you gotta idiot-proof it. I'm not saying your fans are idiots, but like, they don't remember all of this stuff. They don't remember things that happened 3 weeks ago and what tied into this and how this. You've gotta idiot-proof it. You've gotta remind people. And you can't just bring something from Ring of Honor that happened on a show. You can't just bring something from 2022. You can't just bring something that happened on some New Japan show in 2019. Like, you have to idiot-proof the booking. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
And he's got the best of intentions, surely. But the problem sometimes is seeing the forest through the trees. We're going to do this and this, and this calls back to this and this and this and this and this. Sometimes then you forget about logically this going here or not sealing this up here, or and then sometimes not remembering that you got a crowd that you're supposed to be controlling. You got a viewership out there you're supposed to be controlling. And when you throw sometimes too much at them, and somebody's going to say, oh, no, it's going to be dumbed down. You want it to be dumbed down? No, that's not the point at all. But sometimes when you do throw so much at people, when you do have all these layers that mean something, and, oh, this means something here, and this was a quiet callback, it's too much. And if you're going to do sometimes a lot of that stuff, yeah, you are going to need video packages. There's a lot of happy mediums that can be met in AEW that 5 years in, unfortunately, you know, some things are good and some things are not. And the booking, how they go about these stories, look, we'll find out what happens on Wednesday. But did they drive home and slam home on Rampage and Collision the Mariah May turn? I don't think they did.
No, they didn't. It's like it never happened. And granted, these were pre-taped shows.
Oh,
but at the same time, like, you can put in a video package. It doesn't matter if it was taped the previous Saturday. You had 7 days to put a video package in.
Exactly. In fact, that's not even an, it's a terrible excuse if you go ahead and say something like that. So you had a chance to do that. They didn't do that. And that's my biggest problem with the big angle that they did. We're 8, 6, whatever it is, weeks away from All In, which makes it 8 weeks away from All Out. And
apparently there was a video package on Collision.
There was. No, there absolutely was. Did it drive home anything? Was it spectacular? And again, nothing's got to be at WWE's level, especially not right now with the resources that they have to fall back on. But you probably should have driven the home point better. But we'll see how it goes. There are a lot of things that just pluck at my nerves about AEW sometimes. But again, and if it was working great, I would shut up or just say, hey, I'm wrong, but there is so much that's happening right now as they continue to be stuck in a real malaise right now. And again, we'll see what the number is going to be, but they have been really hurting at a time where they should be shining. There's no baseball this week. There's no excuses this week. There's no football. There's nothing. There is nothing. The entire floor. Oh, there's the Olympics. That is, I'm sorry, that type of stuff, yes. And a national scale is going to hurt your 35 to 49 year olds. Absolutely, it will. But to fall back and use the Olympics as an excuse for not having a very good show, that doesn't cut it.
That was Mike Dumb. I'm off the hook today.
Oh, I know.
Hey, I should mention before we do more news here that Apple Podcast is now available. There's going to be a big email going out tomorrow. If you are listening to this for free and you want all of our podcasts, but you do not care about reading The Observer or getting the members exclusives on the website or going on the board or archives of past shows, archives of newsletters, if you just want, I just want the podcasts every day and I want them on Apple Music, well, it is now available. You can go to f4wonline.com/apple, f4wonline.com/apple, or you can go to Apple Podcasts and put in F4W Premium Subscription or Wrestling Observer. But the F4W Premium Subscription is available. It is all of the main podcasts with more to come, Wrestling Observer Radio, Wrestling Observer Live, The Brian and Vinny Show, and Figure Four Daily with Filthy Tom and Lance right now. And it is $9.99 a month. And that's it. There's only one tier. $9.99 if you only want the podcast through Apple Music. You can head up there, and it's available now. F4W Premium Subscription on Apple Music, $9.99. And as of right now, if you only want video, I don't care about anything else, I just want to watch the shows on YouTube every day, you can sign up to our video channel, video.f4wonline.com through YouTube, video.f4wonline.com. And there is only one tier, asterisk. It is $9.99. You get all the shows and can also watch live. The $7.99 tier is gone. But as I've mentioned before...
But what if I want to overpay for this,
as I've mentioned before, there was a $14.99 tier that got published, even though it wasn't supposed to. And it is the exact same.
All that money goes in Tony's pocket. It's directly to his PayPal.
It is the exact same as the $9.99 tier. You don't get anything else. But it happened to get published, and like a bunch of people have signed up. So we're just going to call it the I Love You tier.
Yes.
If you've decided that you want to pay $5 extra for nothing just because you're kind, then you can also do the $14.99 I Love You tier.
You know,
but $9.99 is all you have to do. That's it.
If you're willing to do that, I everybody should get at least one from somebody at the website. Everybody should get their own thank you message that could be put up there on YouTube with the person's name. And if not the person's name, it could just be you saying it, and then we can like silence things out and do a voiceover like, thanks, Ken, you know, or just like...
Well, we're thinking of giving them some extra emojis and that sort of thing, you know.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, when people kept signing up for it, it was like, we should just keep it. But I'm telling you right now, it's the same.
Thing.
It's the same as $9.99. So just pay the $9.99 unless you really like us. Okay, Willow Nightingale is the new
CMLL
Women's Champion. There's so many freaking belts. She's the new CMLL Women's Champion. She beat Juvia and Viva Van in a three-way at Fantasticamania. And it looks like her and Juvia will probably be facing off at Capital Collision. Which is the next New Japan USA show. But it's a good match.
Yeah.
That whole Fantasticamania. There was no like great match on the show, but there were like a lot of really good matches if you want to go back and watch it. You can watch the whole thing in an hour or 2 hours. It's on New Japan World, and it's a fun 2 hours. AJ beat Mara Fuji this weekend at the Noah show, and they then announced that the N1 tournament, which is their version of the G1, both Josh Briggs, the fornicator, not the virgin, Josh Briggs and Tavion Heights will both be in the tournament, which sounds great, actually, for both of them. And Io Sky also returned at the Marigold show.
It looked great.
Bidu Tommy. So we can talk more about that after the break. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So, first one to wish all the best, old Dalton Castle. Got knocked out by a jumping knee from Roderick Strong. You could see it on TV. They did a real obvious edit. And turns out he actually got KO'd. And I don't believe this is the first person that's been KO'd by that jumping knee. So hopefully he's all right. I'm a big Dalton Castle fan. We're radio guys, me and him.
Yeah.
Throw great suplexes, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what? If you ever take that gold boat back out, he could reach back into his old bag of gimmicks and be the captain of that boat.
Mm.
Remember that one from Chikara?
He was the boat captain?
He was a captain of some sort there. Not Crunch, but he was a sea captain. Forget his name, though.
He was a seaman?
He was a captain. He may have had some seamen around him, but,
I see.
You know.
Yeah. Trent Beretta also out of action. I don't know the injury, but he's been apparently injured since Double or Nothing, and he can't be cleared, I guess, for matches, but they certainly cleared him to, like, get physically involved on Collision and get hit with a monkey wrench. And I'm not making that up. He got hit with a monkey wrench.
By Orange Cassidy in the back of the head.
Yeah, by Orange Cassidy. Yeah. Orange Cassidy went to a hardware store, got a gigantic monkey wrench, hit it under the ring just in case he was attacked by Trent Beretta. Wow. Anyway, in an hour, me and Filthy Tom Lawler, SmackDown, WWE Speed, and plenty more. So check it out, video.f4wonline.com, and it'll be available on Apple Music as well as WrestlingObserver.com afterwards. Lots of ways to listen, everybody. Check it out, and that's it. We'll talk to you again after a while.